far away you roam.
If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
For the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that swinging? That was Perry Como, No Place Like Home for the Holidays. A really swinging melody that song has. You know, Christmas blues songs are also an interesting niche. They explore the empty disconnect of loss at this time of year. Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas is a masterful example. Here's another Christmas blues piece. This is the original R&B version by Charles Brown in 1960. A song that was covered nearly 20 years later and made a hit by the Eagles, which revived the Christmas song as actually, you know, hitting the charts. Christmas songs had not hit the charts since the very early 60s. And the Eagles' version of this particular song coming up, Please Come Home for Christmas, brought the Christmas song back to the charts. But this is the original recording of it. Hope you enjoy it.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend to wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations, sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Ooh, no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy Christmas once again.
Yeah, that was Charles Brown. That's a beautiful song, beautiful Christmas song. I'm sure you probably heard the Eagles version of it, but that's the original version of that too. So hope you really enjoyed that one. So William Dix was an insurance company manager back in 1865 England. And at one point, he was struck down with a very grave illness. He was on death's door. Teetering on that edge, he awoke alive and healthy and had an epiphany. From now on in his life, he would write lyrics of hymns and of gentle love. So he set to write this next one, taking the music from an Elizabethan ditty, So taking like the melody and some of the notes from it, from an Elizabethan ditty called Green Sleeves. Now, incidentally, the green sleeves refers to the spurned lover commenting on how his lover got her sleeves green. So a body song's melody applied to a spiritual, hopeful lyric hundreds of years later to form one of the most beautiful and soulful of Christmas songs. So I hope you enjoy. This is one of my favorite religious Christmas songs.
This is crazy.